Awesome reading tonight. Awesome, awesome poets reading tonight. These three. People don't realize what we got here in Pittsburgh with poetry and Pittsburgh poetry. It's like, what are you talking about? Pittsburgh football, yeah, poetry, not so much, but it's really something else. And tonight was a testament. So I'm going to just read one from mine. It's called Reef Knot. I need an adult to confirm I know how to tie 20 knots to pass from wolf to bear scout. I corner my father after work. I tie a square knot, he initials slip knot. I tie a square knot, right over left over right, he BP's Duncan loop. Another square knot, and now I'm a kingsling expert. Square knot, sheepshank. Square knot, clove hitch. Square knot, anchor bend, bow line, Albright, arbor, blood knot. He has to put down a cigarette to pick up the pen and write in my book that I know my way around nautical rope, that I'd be able to tie a round turn with two half hitches in case I ever had to make fast a canoe in event of storm. He's happy watching me tie this basic tangle over and over after work. Unshowered. Just a tinge drunk. I am 10 years old. I want to learn the knots, but then what? My mother sewed the patch on my stiff blue shirt. It was the highest rank I made before realizing I'd rather be in the woods with the damp playboys and a few rotted planks. A friend of I took a bunch of penny nails and built a shack to drink beers in and destroy after we were completely hammered. Thanks, have a good night.
Nancy? Nancy, where you at?
This is not comfortable.
Yeah, that's good. This is a poem that I wrote in a seminar, and it's entitled To Judith Vollmer on Pittsburgh, Its Poet's Canvas, and there are little nuggets in here which have been stolen from one of Judith's poems. So maybe, Judith, you can figure out which lines come from your poem. Clear water from the north slips past the weathered hills, once spawned by sharp upheavals. We are in need of cleansing. I am in Katanning, watching a father stand trial for murder. He starved his four-year-old, shut her up in an attic. Why must we spend all this time and money to defend such ordinary monsters? Still, it is the right thing to do. You, of all people, understand. The Lenape, the original people, built their settlement by the great stream here until we burned it down. We looked for petroglyphs here. We looked for arrowheads and footprints, fire-cracked rocks, shards, bottles with feathers inside them. We looked for red or sulfur-colored clay, drawings of bear, deer. We looked for any possible sign of people come before. I am watching what look like giant crustaceans level the hillside near Springdale for another shopping mall. What would Rachel Carson think? Trading in the old woodlands, orange rust drips from soggy trees, junkyard cars, the hulking headframes of abandoned coal mines. We are left with this overburden, all our excesses, with our woodsheds falling over. Like you, I must bear witness, Apollo, radioactive, all around me the gray husks of steel mills, old slag heaps, and in the midst of this long, drawn-out goodbye, coal barges slowly chug upriver. In taverns, mill workers drink with tombstone eyes, their children off to the promised land, while we are left in this old country of obelisks, churches, thin black seams of coal. This morning I dreamed I was walking along a balustrade, Pittsburgh falling all around me, and no place for me to go. Western Pennsylvania, the edge, the terminal moraine, roads and rivers here twist so sharply, eskers and drumlins scoured by the water, embedded, exposed. Why must we live in this geology of what remains? Industrial parks and shopping malls inside the grid of freeways sprout endless faceless buildings, all cold geometry, all blocks and angles with blank fossil eyes. You said, beginnings, the idea we stay in love with.
I looked at the new urbanism photos. Impossible to know if the streets are dead or living. The old country still breathes. This night at Oakmont, the river black anthracite. I watch it snake beside me from the hillside as tiny yellow truck lights glide across the bridge like whispered prayers. Below, other rivers that run beneath the city, hidden poems that probe and nourish, that mourn the loss of landscape, called forward by the orbit of a very distant moon. What is it that compels us to seek our own reflection? A miner can't look out a window for long. He has to go down. We are all fossil fuel. Lenape canoes slip downstream.
Jahani? Johnny. Johnny. Oh, okay. It's my eyesight.
Is there time for a long one?
This is called repugnant self-abuse. Decipher yourself. Decadence smothers a beautiful voice. Honestly, when were you given a choice? A grim deluge of frustration and rage. Therein I drown when I see you encaged. Your naivety may bring you ruin. You disregard the purity within. Echoing ideas that victimize. Arrogance is a pathetic disguise. Glittering eyes full of damage and pain, rendering gifts now as given in vain. It scars us all when you degrade yourself, sabotaging your own natural wealth. Decipher yourself, watching disdainfully what you have done, taken your struggles for granted and run, led to believe that there's no other way, happily hate what you are every day, leaving all those who fought for you behind. I see the strength that you hide deep inside. Potential that may never be fulfilled. You've abandoned those who for you would kill. They say that it's the normal thing to do. Seductive legion of lies against you. Subtle suggestions of weakness and guilt. Knife in the back of what ages have built. Decipher yourself. If only you had heeded one warning, I'd have avoided a fortnight's mourning. Watching this reckless behavior kills me. Who will salvage this discarded legacy? Forgetting the past poisons the future, forsaking the treasures of your culture, disrespecting yourself and your people while pretending to treat all as equal. It takes a brainwashed kind of traitor to think I'd say these things to berate her. Hate is not my muse within this distance, that within this instance, I desire only to bridge this distance. Decipher yourself.
Okay, Johnny. Let's see. Rochella.
Okay, so this kind of goes against everything that I've been doing for the last year. Sorry, Jan, but I'm going to read a poem I just kind of wrote today. It's probably going to look drastically different when I'm done with it, but this is called Conversing with Grandpa. On a cloudy night threatened by rain, I sit at a bar on the dock of Lake Erie. This overnight trip, complete with a reservation at the Red Roof Inn by Mill Creek Mall and spending an afternoon at Perry Monument, is a hope for renewal. Erie was my second home as a child, my grandfather's hometown. The day has been following his footsteps from street of birth to Gannon College. I sit on the dock smoking a rolly, and I smell the fresh cigars, the kind made in the 90s. I look onto the lake and whisper, I love you. I was always so proud of you, and since I'm finally starting my last year of college, I hope you're proud of me. The rain begins to lightly fall, like a cleansing of the lake, the dock, and every part of me. As I turn to leave, I almost catch a glimpse of him and his constant Indian's ball cap on the lake, fishing rod hanging out of his canoe. I walk in silence to my old Chevy Blazer, and as I open the door to get in, his voice, "I love you too."
Thanks, Rochella. Nice. Rose? There's a girl.
Hello. This poem I wrote because we think about everybody else besides ourselves, about our husbands, mothers, fathers, boyfriends. And I've decided to stop and think about me for a minute. So, the inside of me is hell in a burnt oven at times. Then again, it's just the sizzle of bacon on the griddle for breakfast. Inside, somehow, I remain teared and balmy when the mirrors see no reason, except old clothes no longer fit the inside of me so glued to the last few years that have spread me apart from the thought of me as I was inside. Doesn't want to sleep. So I watch the ceiling fan go round and search for the remote and stop.